Hello, my friends, how are you? It's Kimberly Ann with Be a Star Wherever You Are. It has been forever, and I feel like I say that all of the time. Life surely gets in the way, and one day I'm going to be so consistent. But this past year, I have been through some things. My last post was talking about post-COVID hair loss and digestive pain. After all of that, I ended up having what I considered like snakes in my chest. It's the only way I can describe it. I wondered if anyone else has ever had anything like that. Since you're all worldwide, and I'm so happy that you're here with me, I wonder if anybody can find Be a Star Wherever You Are on Instagram and Facebook, and let me know if you've ever struggled with anything like that before. But what ended up happening with me, and I want to share with you, was I finally went to see a functional medicine practitioner. I was a little bit skeptical about going around town here to anybody, especially in the COVID days where everything was about COVID, you know. So I went to a functional medicine practitioner finally in April, and went through a bunch of tests that were so interesting to me because they're more Eastern medicine. So they did all of these different tests, and I would advise all of you to go and see someone like that because I'm pretty high anxiety, pretty high stress, could never figure out why. Some things that have bothered me in the past were low blood pressure, and no one would ever say that it was bad or anything, and digestive issues. So after all of that, I really felt like I was dying, to be perfectly honest with you. So I went and they did all of those tests. Try to make a long story short, after some tests there, they said adrenal fatigue, which, you know, kind of make a lot of sense because I was always real high anxiety and stress and had come from a background of a lot of dysfunction when I was a child. So a lot of that can lead itself to the autoimmunes that were later found in my blood work and high risk for heart attack. So, in the next couple of shows, maybe I'll talk about how to get rid of some of these things. But for right now, I want to let you know where I've been, what's been going on. And so, what I love about Eastern medicine and functional medicine is they want to get to the root cause of what is really going on with you. So I did a GI map, which is a glorified stool test. And by the time that finally came back, it came that I had a high level of H. pylori and some type of intestinal parasite and three other bacterias. So these are things that I had no idea with all of just the little weird stuff. I felt fairly healthy most of my life, but I always had some, like I said, digestive issues. And the low blood pressure and all of that. So I'm so thankful that I went and did that. I know I'm getting a little longer today than usual, but I would advise you if you just feel like something's off, even if you're seeing a regular physician, go and check out a functional medicine practitioner in your area. Get some of those tests done because my questions now, I realize why my blood pressure was so low because I was eating very low fat, very little, you know, because I had so many digestive issues. So, but it's good to be back and I plan on doing a lot more. I kept saying I'm going to release my course, but honestly, this past year, I just have not felt up to speed. And of course, your confidence gets shaken and all of that when you're going through so many things. Yeah, so that's what's been up, and I'm on lots and lots of supplements. I feel a lot better. I'm waiting on blood work to come back. I also started a glutathione protocol that is just a swish in your mouth and a spray on your skin. So I'm excited about that and hoping that that helped because they say that glutathione helps, it's your master antioxidant and helps all of your other supplements work really good, but I'm on a plethora of supplements that they gave me. Of course, everything is natural, no prescriptions or anything still. And like I said, feeling a lot better, and I wish you all the very best, and I pray that my health will continue and I can keep coming back to you with more and more to offer. And in the meantime, be a star wherever you are, and I'll chat with you soon.